Welcome back to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we are going to do a TNTL round two with our lovely guest, Angela Giorgiani.
That's right. It is Try Not to Laugh, the podcast, the rematch. Last episode was chaotic, but at the end of it, Angela, you said you wanted a rematch because
yeah.
You felt you weren't prepared enough.
Yeah, you went for me hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did not prepare. And today, Shane and Amanda, I did prepare.
Okay.
Well, so did we.
Yeah, we had more time to prepare as well.
We had more time to prepare. And there's $40 gift card on the table. Mm-hmm. So Selena will be tallying who laughs, and you want the lowest laughs to win $40 gift card to your choosing. And Shane and I decided to create some structured games, shall we say?
Yeah. Okay.
A little bit of fun to be had.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As you notice, there's a fishbowl and a hat on the table and an hourglass. We have some scenarios here.
Okay.
Just little improv situations that will flip that timer. It'll be 90 seconds where we have to act it out, but
okay.
Not laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a fishbowl over here full of impressions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll just test each other on impressions. All of this while not laughing.
Mm.
Okay. But mind you can laugh right now. We haven't started the game
yes.
yet.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Yeah.
Got to get it out.
Yep. And we each brought in some special things.
Yeah.
To make each other laugh.
Just little gifts
for
each other.
Last time, Angela, I found some old scripts from projects you worked on.
You just ripped up my IMDb.
Yeah, and I checked both of your IMDbs again.
As did I.
As did I.
Did some research, and maybe that'll be coming back up. So, are we ready to begin?
I think we're ready to begin.
I gotta let it out.
And yeah. I can't believe that, I'm so glad that you looked at my IMDb. I'm so glad you're gonna find so many scenes from short films that you'll have no idea where they are. I can't wait
I
for that.
I was on Vimeo till 3 a.m.
I cannot wait for that. Okay.
Right. Who won last time? You won, Shane.
I won, and so I doubled the gift card.
Okay.
Because I promised to give the gift card to someone. So now if one of you wins, I will give you a $40 gift card to wherever you want.
To wherever we want.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go, guys.
Okay. Right. So the TNTL rematch starts now. Whoever laughs will get a check mark. Selena is amazing and taking a tally. So whoever has the least amount of laughs wins.
Yeah, that's right. And it has begun now. And you heard that, Angela. Selena's over there taking Italian.
Very funny.
All right. And Angela,
the listener, I barely moved.
Angela did not move from that.
That was
very
so
impressive.
Funny, though.
Yeah. No, did Italians come up with tallies? Is that is that a thing that they would do? Like they'd be holding some chalk like that and then... It just feels like a movement that an Italian would make.
Yeah.
You know, I think about that all the time.
Wow, a lot?
When I'm in the shower. The water's not running,
but I'm in
the shower.
So, so Shane thinks about Italians in the shower. And do smart things make you laugh or surprises?
Let's talk about what makes us laugh.
I think that's a good way to start this. I feel like last episode, it was shock that made me guffaw a little bit.
Right.
Yep.
Shock does get me.
Yeah.
I think it can be lazy a lot of times,
yeah.
Shock humor, but absolutely. If you surprise me, it's hard not to laugh.
Yes. I think surprise makes me laugh. I definitely think something like a funny voice or something interesting like that makes me laugh.
Mm.
Personally, stories make me laugh. Embarrassing stories. I feel like I told a lot of embarrassing stories about myself and I was the one laughing.
You both went crazy with that. So you probably have no other embarrassing stories left, right?
Oh, there's tons.
Oh,
tons.
Okay.
I feel like something embarrassing happens to me every day of my life.
I do think about you putting your hand...
All right, Amanda is laughing.
In a full cup of juice. In a full cup of juice.
Amanda has, Amanda, let that slip.
I laugh at my own embarrassing stories because, I put my whole fist in someone's cup of juice.
That was pretty awesome.
With my head turned. And what's unfortunate is that she just wouldn't let me get her a new one. Instead, she walked off very upset. So my hand was covered in turmeric and I was very embarrassed.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks. Also, I want to point out something. Angela, you... as of this podcast dropping, you probably have this off, but currently you have a really cool cast on. It's Christmas themed.
Thank you. Yeah.
People are going to love that when this drops in January. Got Amanda.
Got her.
Got
you know
Amanda.
What?
Amanda.
Too, I'm too loose right now. I'm having
Yeah, you're
too
having
much
too
fun.
Much of a good time.
Yeah, you got to bulk up.
Angela and I are internally.
The brotherly shove.
That's right. The brotherly shove of comedy. That's right. Haha, you literally cannot.
So I will explain what's happening right now. Shane is holding in a laugh, and Angela's just smiling
big. I'm fine. Angela's been doing this character that fucking kills me, man.
What is it?
Where she just has zero expression on her face. Zero expression, but so much passion in the voice.
Dude, you literally could not embarrass me if you even tried.
Is this your
character? You literally couldn't even touch me, no matter how hard you try right now.
Okay.
I don't know who he is, but it gets him.
It's just so funny, just a guy who's just like, dude, bro, you literally cannot affect
me
right
now. You literally couldn't even.
Nothing you say to me could ever freaking hurt me at my feelings.
Hurt me at my feelings?
You got me.
Okay, another tally.
It's the intensity.
For Angela.
It's the intensity. You got to speak as intensely as possible without moving your face
dude,
at all.
Dude, literally nothing you say will fucking embarrass me. You could take me down. You could take my whole family down, and I won't even fucking flinch. You got that? You got that? You got that?
Wow. Bro comedy just doesn't do it for me, guys.
Really?
Oh.
It's old women. It's old men. It's Macy's.
So Golden Bachelor was just killing
it. I never saw it because I just didn't want these women to get crushed. And that
he was
not attracted to me.
And
the one he chose, I'm just like, what? I do love that someone compared them to real people. Like there was a Kris Kardashian in there vibe. Do you know? Did you guys see that?
I watched some of Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, I watched a little bit.
No. This is separate.
What?
No. Stop it now. This is separate. This is. They took Golden Bachelor contestants and compared them to real people.
Oh.
Oh.
Pretty fancy stuff.
Interesting.
Okay.
Did you see this on? Did you
laugh?
Did you see this on People.com?
Okay.
Did you really see this on People.com?
I did. And I,
are you kidding
Amanda,
me?
I have a subscription to People.com.
It's embarrassing.
It's fine. Except
it
there's a lot
fine.
Of there's a lot of crazy stuff on there. No one
you have a subscription to People.com.
Nobody knows Taylor Swift's and Travis Kelce's timeline. Nobody knew their timeline. People knew their timeline. Nobody knew their timeline.
I'm holding it in, folks.
I'm going to give you a pass on that one, but that was close.
That was close.
Angela,
you were smiling. That was close.
Speaking of celebs.
Yeah.
Shall we get into this little fishbowl of celebs?
Do we want to do some impressions?
Let's freaking jump in the pool of sharks.
Yeah. Also, heads up, people.com is incredible.
You know that makes me laugh about you. For people at home, you're touching on my weakness, which is when Amanda reads the news on her phone like it's like an old man on reading the news.
Yeah.
And it's her Instagram.
She goes
Explore
to Starbucks.
Page.
And she prints it out. She prints all of the articles out onto paper. She goes to Starbucks and she scatters them on a table all over the place. They're falling onto the floor.
That's like me solving a crime.
Yeah.
But
you're trying to figure out the timeline of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Well, we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know the timeline. Timeline was never revealed and they are speaking out.
Did you know who Travis Kelce was at the beginning of this
Not
year?
A clue. Don't care.
Who is...
A tally for Shane and Angela.
Damn, that was a slam.
Don't care, but they were speaking out. And also, you know, Meghan Markle, they felt pushed out of the royal family.
That, I get that.
Well, yeah. What's the joke there?
There's no joke. It's a headline. Okay?
Okay.
If you want
That's
me to
great.
Read the people.com headlines, I can.
Do not.
What is people? Like, just call it people. Why
it's
is it
people.com?
Because she doesn't subscribe to the magazine.
Oh,
it's people.com. You can't subscribe to a .com. I don't
yes,
understand.
You can.
Yes,
you get it.
You get
it through
You can subscribe
email.
To a channel.
Yeah.
And I'm
you
not
can
even.
Subscribe to a .com.
Yes, you can.
What do you mean you subscribe to a website? That doesn't make any sense.
My
that
email.
That is literally.
My email in my updates tab sends me a people.com email often, and I get the headline.
That's a
first.
Newsletter.
That's
I could subscribe to google.com.
No.
Cap?
No. There's certain websites that you can subscribe to.
Okay.
Let's get an impression out. Let's impersonate someone who knows technology.
If you would like me
to send
you a people.com subscription, you let me know. Okay? It'll change your mornings.
I'm clenching.
Is this what you prepared?
I'm reaching
Angela,
in the
you prepared. You prepared by not knowing technology?
Last night I was like shitting in my boots.
That sucks.
That's crazy. That's awful.
Last night I was like, "How am I gonna do this?" Ugh, and I was just like,
"And you shit
you
in your
threw
boots?
Up in your mouth?"
Guys, so I picked.
Okay, what's our first impression?
Here's the thing. We don't know these. So Shane and I put these impressions in here. So there are some that I know, some that I don't know. That's how it works.
Yeah. I made sure to write things that you guys knew.
Do I get a time limit on this impression?
I think we just do impressions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
Time limit.
Share.
Oh, shit.
I can't sing, can I?
You cannot sing copyrighted music.
No.
But you have to just.
What am I supposed to do? Okay, I can't.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good, Cher.
That was pretty good.
I want to sing. You know, she's my favorite.
I'm Cher.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty good.
If I could turn back time.
If I could.
Don't.
Don't. We're demonetized.
I just said if I.
All right, pretty good.
Okay, pretty good.
That's off to a hot
love
start.
Love Cher.
With Cher.
Oh, this is going to be.
The what? What did you just say?
This is going to be difficult for me.
Oh, the chosen.
I'm doing the chosen.
The chosen?
Hold on,
Angela.
This is the chosen?
This is your chosen?
Give me a second.
Okay, this is Angela's chosen impression.
This is not good.
It's impressive.
Okay, kind of.
Impressive. Oh.
I'm not going to laugh.
I'm not going to. Are you serious?
Why do you sound
where
like
is he
Kermit
from?
The Frog?
Where is he from?
Oh, impressive. Zelda. This is the chosen. Got Amanda.
That's insane.
He's got
Angela.
Me because it's so bad.
Angela, what?
This is the chosen.
Okay.
Fucking jokes on you guys.
Tally,
I can do the chosen.
Tally for shame. No,
this okay, is, this is your real
I can
chosen.
Do the chosen. But I was doing a bad chosen. To make you fucking laugh.
Okay,
let's go!
Let's
go! I got you both on that one.
The chosen is basically Jennifer Coolidge.
But
let's
a bad chosen impression? Come on.
No, Ian's.
Oh, this
Ian's,
is.
Oh, Tom Hanks. Okay. Oh, no.
No.
What?
I won't laugh at that.
Buzz!
Oh, I love a Woody. Wow.
Buzz!
Oh, no. God. Not the flailing of the arms.
You're not flying, you're falling with style.
It got me.
That's a tally for Angela.
Guy, I nailed Tom Hanks.
That just made me feel so weird inside.
Got the Da Vinci.
Impressive.
Impressive.
Got him.
Tally for Shane.
Guys,
fuck.
The game has begun.
I put all of these in, and they're all singing ones.
Why did you do that?
I have stiff person syndrome.
What?
Who is this?
Who
You're
is
doing
it?
Celine
this is Celine Dion.
Dion.
I come on.
Stop it now.
I feel like you could do a Celine Dion.
I, but I can't sing.
Yeah,
you could talk like be Celine Dion at a Starbucks.
Yeah, what
night.
Is she?
French and French.
Is she French?
Are you kidding me? She has albums that are in French.
Oh.
She got married in Montreal.
The pastor was French.
Her, I have stiff person syndrome. I love Celine Dion.
Selena, how's the Italians? Tallies. I just thought if I said his own joke back at him, it'd get you.
Yeah.
That's actually really good. That's a good impression.
Celine Dion.
That's a good Celine Dion impression.
Titanic.
Oh. I got Poe, the red Teletub.
Oh,
that was you.
That was you.
I called it a Teletub. Ready? Wow, this is hard. Why can't I like? I'm in my head. Okay, hold on. No, you cannot bring that back in here. You cannot.
Tally for Amanda.
Because your deal with Joe Barney and it really affected me. It really affected me, and I need healing from Tubby Custard. And
Poe, don't touch that. Poe, stop touching that.
I love
that.
Him too. It's
don't
dinkier.
You ever talk to her ever again. If you look her even in the eyes,
oh, la,
I swear
la,
to God.
La, shut up,
I will
la,
get
la.
Out my butterfly knife and I will throw it right at your fucking
don't
throat.
Don't you dare get to any. Can I tell you guys, the other day I was so nauseous. I was very nauseous. I ate something that made me feel weird. And I was on my phone just scrolling. And I was just like, oh, I just don't feel well. And I was like kind of laying down on my bed. And I watched the Teletubby reunion to get my mind off it. And
It's truly great. People love it.
I love watching
it back.
I love watching it too.
And I don't like watching like Smosh videos back that I've seen. You know what I mean? Like I don't like to go back.
I would love to like, we should do a tally, a ranking. We could do it on this show. I'm not trying to make you laugh right now. We could do a ranking of like what were the best Smosh channel videos in the between times when Anthony was gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for rewatches.
We had a bunch of hits that people forget about.
The reunions were really good.
They were so
good.
And
the Teletubbies was my favorite because since the reunions were, they were structured improv, but we found the falling. We found that when the Teletubbies fell. And I was crying.
It makes me laugh so hard. I watch that, I watch it a lot.
And Chance is dying.
It is so funny. And when Patrick and Jeremy come up to pick us up,
yeah,
it just kills
me. La.
Yeah. It's really, really solid. Something I forgot to bring up before we started. I meant to tell you guys this as we were hanging out before. I got the most insane voicemail last night.
You did?
I ordered some food and it was on its way, but then like the driver was kind of, you know how sometimes the driver takes forever and you're like, did you miss my house? What's going on? And I get a phone call. I don't answer it because it's a number I don't recognize. Mm. And then I get a voicemail and I realize I'm like, oh, I think this is my delivery driver. They left this message. I couldn't fully understand what was going on. So I'm curious what you guys think.
Let's hear it.
Hey, Shane, this is your Uber Eats driver. I just letting you know that I'm on the freeway right now, and I was a little hungry, and I decided to eat a fry, and I hope
I think that's three tallies for me. Oh, no, for Angela.
I'll be there in 599.
That's...
Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Okay, how many tally did we get?
In such a good way.
Yeah,
three for Angela, two for Amanda, because you laughed nonstop.
That's so funny. Wait, I dropped something. It's these scripts.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, now we're getting into it.
I hope your Uber driver found the way.
What the fuck are all these? You wrote a lot of shit.
Yeah. Okay. Because you know what? I don't think any of it's going to work, but I'm going to fucking try.
Okay. So Angela wrote a bunch of scripts. Because she was a little upset that Shane surprised her with a bunch of lost scripts from shows she's been on. So she went hard and...
Yeah, mine were all about one page. This looks like you wrote a novel. You know, sometimes they say less is more.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Fuck. Sometimes I'm just having fun, you know?
You're allowed to. You just don't get that gift card.
Yeah.
So, damn it.
This is a script I found.
Okay.
It's
called Title... Written by author's name.
Fuck you.
Oh, cool.
Printed with an unregistered version of Faded.
I don't have final draft.
Okay.
Okay.
Fucker.
Cool.
I'm poor. Don't read anything. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. So, Angela wrote this sketch that we are going to, or script that we are going to read. What show is this from?
Who?
You're playing Vance.
Oh, Vance Anderson, the character I played on Sam and Cat.
Interior pool party. You can play girl with pool noodle.
Hey, can you pass the water guns?
Are you talking to me?
Vance Anderson looks around. He's from Sam and Cat.
Yeah, you.
Me likey! Okay, that's pretty good. That was the actual script.
Tally for Sean.
How'd you find that?
I went on IMDb, fucker. I'm taking a page out of your book.
That's so crazy, Angela,
no,
that
don't
you
do this.
Had that because I found the legitimate script for one of the projects you worked on. A project that I probably one of your finest works. Like it's a popular show.
Ooh, what is it called?
I don't have that many
Minx?
Credits. Like he used them all.
Minx?
There's not
I believe it's Minx.
Oh, that's so weird because I found a script from Minx.
Oh, wow. Both of our scripts combined, we probably have the complete show.
Angela played Sylvia on Minx.
That's right. Sylvia. Oh, that's so strange. There's a Sylvia right here.
This is,
Angela,
I can't do this anymore.
Do you mind reading this? Do you mind reading this, Angela?
I'm literally, I have tears coming out of my eyes because I'm trying so hard not to laugh. This is crazy.
It's not crazy. It's a script from a great show. It has high ratings. So this must have been...
Interior bar, 1970s, I think.
I think you and I wrote the same script, Shane.
Two dumbass ladies, Sylvia and Katie, lean against the bar and drink from a hose. Nothing will stop me. I will not. This is not the script. I'm so sorry. I'm just taking a moment to think about really sad shit, so I don't laugh.
Okay, so they're at the bar drinking from a hose.
Katie. So I says to Bob, I says, you're a schmuck, a little tiny dick schmuck. And then I left and I haven't talked to him since.
All right. That's okay, a point that's for both of one. Them.
Sylvia. Good. Good. Men are worthless. I'm always saying that. Wait. Oh, my God. Don't look. Katie. What? Sylvia. It's the Minx. Are you going to laugh on your own?
No.
We, the Minx, a middle-aged Italian leopard that walks in on its hind legs and chain-smokes cigarettes. She's Republican.
Okay, a tally for Shane.
Minx. This bar better not be woke.
Okay. That's two for Shane.
Two for Shane. The Minx then takes a puff and blows so much smoke they are engulfed in the clouds. When they dissipate, the Minx has disappeared.
Oh my God.
That's one for Amanda.
So is that what happens in Minx?
What a cool show.
Yeah, that's I can't believe you guys found the script. I know.
I had to do a lot of digging, but I found it.
Yeah.
And really impressed. That's really good writing.
I didn't know that a Minx was a leopard and he was Italian.
Me either.
Yeah.
I actually found this script from the Minx, and I realized I only printed one copy, but you and I are going to read it.
Okay.
And I'll read the stage directions.
Okay.
Who's playing Minx?
Minx isn't here.
Wow, that's so crazy. They didn't include the main character of the
show. Yeah, they didn't include the main character of
Did you meet Minx?
Story.
I didn't meet Minx.
It's so strange. I hear Minx is dating Tony the Tiger.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But they can't figure out the timeline.
A gay couple.
Yeah, they can't figure out the timeline?
People.com can't figure out the timeline.
Oh, trust me. They're on it.
Okay.
They have investigators.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good so far.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing all right for a complete fucking loser.
Literally nothing you could do could affect me.
Nothing
you're just repeating what I'm saying.
Nothing actually hurts me.
Bro humor, man.
Okay, stop calling it bro humor.
What is it called?
Humor.
It's called being funny and silly. And
I just laughed at myself.
That was a tick.
Silly goose.
That was a tally.
Okay. Okay, so I play Lonnie, which is a girl name I've decided right now.
Okay.
And you're Sylvia, your character, Minx.
Okay.
And I will read the stage.
Okay.
Minx, deleted cold open. Two girls are drinking coffee at a cafe. Lonnie reads a magazine while Sylvia stares at her nails. Oh my God, Sylvia. The magazine is out and it's amazing.
Shut up.
No, seriously. The only erotic mag for women is out. Here it is.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Shut up.
Okay, stop saying that. I'm getting offended.
Shut up.
I will kill you.
Do it.
I literally will.
Then do it, bitch.
Lonnie slaps Sylvia so hard she falls off her chair and into the road. A large semi-truck speeds towards her and just barely misses her. Phew, that was close. Sylvia stares up at the sky, legs completely broken.
The magazine is out?
What?
Yes. End.
Okay, that was one for Shane.
That was really...
These are getting me.
That's a really cool scene in Minx. It's two friends discover their limits. And it's so crazy that Lonnie had the strength to slap you out of your chair and into oncoming traffic, into the road.
That's so funny because violence doesn't make me laugh.
So when you were on Minx, what kind of thumbnail faces did you do?
Okay, that's
for me.
One.
That's so funny. And I won't.
You rewrap, they're like cut, and you're like, all right, are we doing thumbs?
Or?
and you sat there and you go, whoa!
One for me.
Wow!
A leopard? Oh!
You know, Angela told me that she did bad faces purposely so they wouldn't choose that for thumbnails.
I did that for a week.
And yet they choose them all the time.
Angela's just such a committed person. And, you know, last time we were here, you talked about being so committed to the gym that you would record things for yourself to motivate you. And I've been doing it too, and it's been really great.
Go to gym. Just go to gym. You know you're going to feel good.
That was just one for me.
That was one for
me. Oh, he's holding it, you guys. His face is freaking red.
Tears.
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's, you know, I play that for myself in the morning. And
you did that at 7:15 a.m. this morning?
You don't look at my phone.
Why'd you scream?
Don't invade my privacy.
Hey. Why did you scream?
Oh, speaking of invade your privacy, I actually found some other scripts of yours.
Oh, you... Okay.
Are there any of mine
in there?
No, that's
not fair. Let me read, because I found another script of yours.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, no, I didn't. I found one for Amanda.
Okay, is it student film?
No.
The redo of Aaron Brockovich?
This is some of my, you know, something, Amanda, that I think is very impressive. You're one of, I have many friends who, unlike me, book a lot of commercials and are very good commercial actors. And it's a very specific skill.
It really is.
Like,
yeah.
Actually, not... Just being real. It's a very specific skill amongst actors.
Thank you.
And I found one that's one of my favorites that you did, and I found the copy for it. So if you don't mind reading that, it's a fun inside look.
You know, Cindy is my mom's name, so it was really cool when I booked this role.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Interior kitchen. Oh, this is Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, the watermark says Five Nights at
Freddy's. I hate you. Interior kitchen day. Cindy, a mother. Pulls nachos out of the oven. We hear her kids, which she has, running by and yelling as they head outside. Cindy, being a mother is exhausting. And the hardest part is finding the right salsa.
Oh my God.
Cindy reaches into the cupboard, which is filled with all sorts of bullshit a mom would have in there since she's a fucking mom. Okay, that's a tally for all of us.
Come on, everyone at the table.
Because she's a fucking mom.
She's a fucking mom.
Cindy, that's why I use Dr. Scholl's Comfortable Salsa. It's got everything. The salt, the lime, the Mexican salsa. Yes.
There it is.
There it
Cindy
is.
Cindy grabs her stomach. Uh-oh, looks like I'm going into labor. It's time for this mother to become even more of a mother. All thanks to Dr. Scholl's. Narrator, B.O.? What's B.O.?
I'm just being stupid.
B.O.
Writing it back.
Behind, outside. Do not use Dr. Scholl's Comfortable Salsa if you are not pregnant. Oh, God.
Got her. Got her at the end.
Wait, this is really good.
It's just stupid.
You're stupid.
That's crazy you found that.
One of my predictions, which, oh, I forgot to bring them. We have all of our predictions for 2024. We have them listed out. I will make sure to bring them next time for next episode. But one of them is that I think Amanda's going to book a role as a mom this year.
Uh-huh.
So, You know, I'm just putting it out in the universe.
Whoa. And
we made a bunch of predictions with Courtney. We had a bunch. I said Anthony was going to shave his head.
Yeah.
I was going to get a tattoo or dye my hair.
Whoa.
There
was going to be a Smosh baby.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know whose. These are our predictions. So
crazy.
We have a full board to see if they
it's
come
gonna
true.
Be a wild year. All right.
That is crazy.
What bullshit do you have, Angela?
I'm so glad I booked that commercial for Dr. Scholl's.
Dr.
Made a lot
Scholl's
of money.
So
comfortable
cool.
Salsa.
Fucking mom.
Okay. Yeah. We'll
you really wrote a bunch, huh?
Yeah.
She
I
wrote
mean,
them this morning.
No, I didn't. I wrote them this morning. Okay, so here you go.
Okay.
Ooh, written by author's name. Love it.
Okay.
So good.
I just thought, I honestly, don't look at anything, please.
I'm not looking.
I honestly just couldn't believe the other day that we are in the same Danger Force universe.
I know. It's pretty cool that we do play characters in the same
we
universe.
We both play characters in that. And I just thought that we should get Amanda in there.
Yeah, we absolutely should. So who's playing what?
So Amanda, you'll play iCarly. I'll play... And you'll play Dennis.
Great.
Okay. Interior, Mexican salsa.
Fucking dumb.
God damn it.
Fire, fire, fire. Someone please help. My Easy Bake oven blew up because I tried to bake a water bottle.
Stay calm. They're on their way. Four people come rushing in.
We're here. The cast of the new Fantastic Four. Henry Danger, Joe Biden, Josie, and Dennis, canonically played by Shane Top.
Fucking got you, bitch.
You got me with Mexican salsa.
That's that it. I just got you the first.
Mexican salsa.
You didn't laugh.
You know, no, this was a a dud.
No, this one was great.
Dennis was a villain, so
it doesn't fucking matter.
Doesn't make sense.
I rewrote it. It doesn't matter.
Didn't do enough research.
Minx is literally not an animal. It's not a character
yes,
in the
it
show.
Is.
Well,
it
guys,
is literally a fucking.
The
animal.
Weirdest thing is, I actually got a missed call.
I'm so sick of this.
And
you did?
You know what's so weird? Shane, did you use my number as your emergency contact?
Oh, maybe I did.
Did you use your number as your number?
Oh,
boy. So I got a voicemail, and I don't think it was for me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, here it is.
Hello. This message is for Mr. Shane Top. Mr. Shane Top. Hi, this is Sandra Charmaine, and I'm calling at Dr. Afish's office, and I just wanted to call that we got our test results back for you, and just a heads up, we did find a little bump, and so nothing to be too concerned about, but there is a very tiny, minuscule, small, large bump on the tip of your penis, and we just want to let you know that it's nothing to worry about. Don't get all stressed out. Please don't call the office when we are not open. We are open from 9 to 11 a.m. We did a quick little procedure pull test on the bump on your penis, and it turns out to be deadly. And so there's nothing to worry about, but I think it's about, it's stage 4 of death, and it looks like it's a mix of gonorrhea and herpes and an ingrown hair. So there's nothing too much to worry about, but we just wanted to call and let you know and do our job and inform you ahead of time that you have about a couple weeks left of your life. So please give me a call back to let me know that you received this. And also at the end of this call, we would really, really appreciate a 5-star review. Thank you so much, Mr. Shane. The top.
Wow.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
It's like you have a bump in your penis and it's death.
And it's a combination of everything.
That felt like 7 hours long.
That was awful.
So I got that voicemail and I was really concerned. So I thought I'd just play it out on the pod for you rather than let you know that you have 2 weeks left.
I really appreciate that, Amanda. Thank you.
That sucks, dude.
How many did we get on that one?
A lot.
Okay.
How'd you get the bump?
Oh.
I think she said ingrown hair or gonorrhea.
It was ingrown hair, yeah. It's fascinating. I'm the first person to get gonorrhea without ever having sex.
Because you're sexless.
Because you're sexless.
Tommy said that Shane's sexless.
He did say I'm sexless. He says that I give off sexless.
That is so
funny.
And
he wasn't kidding.
And it won't make me laugh.
It's the sequel to Shameless.
Shut up. No, I got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Ha, ha, ha. You literally can't even fucking affect me.
You literally can't even affect me. I want to go.
Dude, you do not even affect me right now. Ha, ha, ha. You can literally not even say anything that would ever affect me emotionally or spiritually or even physically. Ha, ha, ha. That is the truth, man, and that is what I'm speaking from my heart right now. You literally cannot do anything to me. You cannot. You are basically nothing. Ha, 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 ha.
Did you have that planned ahead
of
time?
That was insane what just happened. Haha, you basically are nothing to me. That was like 3 points, huh? I was like silently laughing, but that was like...
That was 3 tallies.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. They send you farm fresh ingredients, pre-portioned, right to your doorstep, making for less hassle and less cleanup.
They say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and I totally agree with that. And HelloFresh is offering one free breakfast item with every subscription for life. Yeah, for life. As long as your subscription is active, they are giving you a free breakfast item. That's amazing.
Pretty sweet deal.
Yeah.
I actually did HelloFresh, and it was really great. I actually cooked it right here in the Smosh studio. It was super simple, delicious. And it's true, the cleanup, I was in and out of our kitchen so fast, nobody knew I was there.
Wow. Sounds kind of scary. Go to HelloFresh.com/SmoshMouthFree and use code SmoshMouthFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SmoshMouthFree with code SmoshMouthFree.
Back to the show.
Here we go.
Can I scenario this?
Yeah, you want to do some scenarios?
Yeah, you want to do some scenarios, right, kid?
So we'll pull out a scenario. We'll start the timer for 90 seconds, and you and someone else can, or whoever, can act it out.
Someone okay. might say who to act yeah. it out.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Got specific with them.
Oh, well.
Huh. That was my watch.
What the hell?
I got a new watch, and it beeps on the hour, so I know when an hour has passed.
Thank God.
Here we go, guys. Shane is accepting an Oscar for his role in Baby Wants Uppies.
Okay. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much. I want to thank Barbara Cunningham. She's the producer on this. You know, when the director and the producer got together, they had a tough time figuring out who would lead this, and I auditioned and I didn't feel great about it. I didn't think that I asked for uppies quite with the urgency that
they
were looking
for. We love uppies.
Thank you, Barbara.
We love uppies.
Thank you so much, Barbara. And you know, I gotta say, and I really want to thank my wife. You know, when I need uppies, there is someone who gives me uppies. Give me time. I have more time left. My wife gives my heart uppies every morning, every evening, throughout every day. I would not be able to do this without her uppies. Uppies, I do mean her connection to get cocaine, which is what I need. I was blasted throughout the entire filming process.
Thank you so much. That was Shane Topp accepting his Oscar for uppies. Thank you, Shane. You can go off stage now.
Okay.
You can go here. Go to the left.
All right, I'm going to the left now.
All right, thank you. Go to the left.
Don't slap me. I'm just kidding. I want to thank the Academy.
Oh my God, we don't talk about that.
Fuck.
Don't slap me.
90 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting a scenario. Angela is a dog walker who doesn't pick up the poop. Oh, neighbor Amanda shit. Sees.
Okay. Love this.
Here we go. Excuse me?
Yes.
Hi. Is that your dog's shit? Is that your dog's shit? He looks like a nightmare. Oh, he's eating his own shit on my lawn. Is that your dog's shit? Well, you know they're gonna get really sick.
He's eating it. He's eating it, so we're cleaning it up.
You're good. Excuse me? Do you need a bag?
No, he's eating it.
Well, I don't
look at him.
He looks so sick.
Look at him.
Oh. Oh, I don't want this on my lawn. I do not want
this. He's eating the there's no poop on your lawn. He just ate what he shat.
What's your name?
Tracy.
Hmm. Feels like you're lying to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Tracy. You know how many people shit on my lawn?
But how many people eat the shit when it's taken?
Nobody. Your dog is sick. Look at him. Hello?
It is so tense in here, guys. I can't breathe.
Hello?
Okay, that's a tally for Angela, I think. Nice.
I couldn't even act.
Do you know my dog used to eat its own shit too?
That's awful.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really gross.
It's disgusting.
They show up with their beard all brown. It's gross.
Two people on a flight arguing over a seat reclining. All right, Angela, do you want to get in a fight with me?
Oh God.
Oh, are you?
Oh God. I gotta recline my seat.
Oh, I'm, ma'am.
My husband broke my back out last night. You know what that means.
Ma'am, that is way too much information for me.
Oh, God. He fucking ripped me a new one. I gotta back. Can I recline this seat?
No, ma'am. I need this space. I'm using my laptop here.
I need to recline this seat.
I'm sorry. I have my laptop out. I'm writing a script.
Even if you, whatever script you write, I'm telling you, my husband tore me a new clit.
I need you to. Can you please explain that? No, flight attendant, please.
We'll be landing in about 5 minutes.
Oh God, I
keep
gotta,
flying for a second. I need to know what the hell
I
this
don't
means.
Fly. I don't fly the plane, sir.
Tell the pilot to keep flying. Oh, don't land until I know what this means.
I don't have that.
What do you mean?
Ariana Grande sing side by side to side.
Yeah. I need to know.
My husband, boy, does he have a big one. I got her like a 5,000 times.
No, you didn't. Excuse me. You're both going to have to lift up your tray table because we're going to land in Chicago.
I'm writing a script.
Nobody cares about your goddamn script.
Oh, they will care. Assassin's Creed 3.
No, I didn't do it. But you, Amanda, we got like five times on that
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's destroyed.
Whew.
Guys.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating.
I will say I did get a missed call.
Oh,
and
shit.
I think this one was for me. If I can play it for you guys. I got a voicemail. It's from my neighbor.
Hi there. My name's Mary Jones. I'm your neighbor. I just want to let you know that as I was backing up into my driveway, I by accidentally smashed the side of your vehicle. And I think your mirror jumped about a couple feet in the middle of the road. And so I quickly parked my car and I got out and a semi-truck ran over your mirror. And
she sounds exhausted.
I tried to do everything I can, but the glass just smashed to pieces. So I just wanted to let you know that I tried to write a note on your car. And as I was going through my car to find a piece of paper, I left my door open and a child, teenager on their scooter came whipping by and just smashed into the side of my car door and completely ripped it off its hinges. And so it looks like we're both, you know, shit out of luck.
There's like half
so
left.
I didn't quite get the time to write a message on your vehicle, but I just want to let you know that the whole left side of it is smashed to smithereens and
spelling the words.
Your mirror's gone. I'm missing my driver's side door, which is unfortunate because I have a trip with my brother to Del Norte, Oregon.
She's mouthing the words.
And I promised him that I would drive. And we're going to go up there and look at the sights and probably get a nice dinner and then just drive home. But it looks like I can't do that. So if you get your car fixed in time, could you give me a call back? And I would really appreciate if I could borrow your car. Again, this is your neighbor. And I'm going to hang up now. I'm about to lose my Spectrum service. So if you can't call me back, just knock on the door and leave me a note. Thank you.
The fuck?
You're my comedic hero.
God damn it.
So I'm in the bedroom and Garda is cooking and he's like, what did you do in there? I was like, nothing.
I actually.
So that's my neighbor. She's pretty crazy.
I think I got a call from.
Oh my God.
I think I got a call from my neighbor. Hold on. Let me see.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I found that. So I made that, but then I actually did find this recording from 2021.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
This is honest to God from 2021. You can see the date there, right?
Yeah. That got me.
You need help.
You need help.
I had
how
that.
How did you make that say 2021?
Okay, wait, can we do
it? I didn't make it say 2021. It's from 2021.
You don't just have that.
Can we do a tally check?
This is another one.
Can we do a point check?
Look, this is also from 2021, and people know this date because they can find the Try Not to Laugh this is from.
Sonic chuckled as he wiped the blood from his lips. Is that all you've got? Dominic Toretto loomed over him, his fist high in the air, ready to kill. If you punch me, you punch the streets. Well, how about we solve this like gentlemen, Sonic said. And he looked over at John Wick. John Wick nodded. The game was on. It was time for a race.
That's chosen fan fiction.
Yeah, wow, literally chosen.
Speaking of fan fiction, I have some podcast fan fiction, some Smosh Mouth.
Wait, let's get a quick tally.
It's closer than everyone thinks. Amanda and Shane have
23.
Okay, we are at 23 laughs.
Oh my God!
This is the rematch.
Neck and neck.
Okay, that's crazy because I love Smosh Mouth. I love coming onto your podcast.
Okay.
Feels
and
ingenuine.
But I found some. I was like going on the internet, you know. I was just like looking around, and I found some Smosh Mouth fan fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feels very connected because he just showed us Chosen fan fiction.
Yeah, that's why. That's yeah,
fascinating.
Written by author's name. I'm getting deja vu.
Yeah. So just.
So this is Smosh Mouth fan fiction.
Yeah, I just found it on the internet and I printed it. So
you,
I think
it
you should
what,
read it.
What website?
Fanfiction.org.
.org.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is that a subscription?
Yeah, do you subscribe to?
No, because you can't subscribe to websites, and that'll never make me laugh.
I'm actually glad you don't know the legitimate fanfiction websites, because you would find, I guarantee you, we're going to read this, and it's going to be insane, and then I can show you
something crazier,
some real fanfiction that will blow your mind.
Should we do an episode of just fanfiction?
Oh, God.
Honestly?
Maybe that's a Smosh Pit Theater, or maybe we do read some here. I don't know. But
this is, I think you guys
should read this.
There's
a lot that's
good.
There's a lot that's funny and fun, and there's some that's insane.
Well, this one I found to be a little scary. So
okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Interior Smosh Mouth set. I got the letter from Nichols.
Angela, what have you done? Did they give you money? Did they give you money?
No.
Can't say my uncle didn't help. Amanda, I have to be honest. I didn't come here for chit chat.
But we're a podcast.
I'm ending the relationship.
Our podcast relationship?
I have a lot of aspirations for this year, and I really can't afford many distractions. My Paris program this summer is going to keep me really busy.
But Shane, who's Paris? What are you doing? You can't leave Smosh Mouth.
Amanda, you need to learn the difference between fantasy and reality. Do you even have a ticket to Paris?
Who the fuck is Paris?
God, Amanda, Paris is a city, and this is Lemon Lima. You wrote out the first scene from Dear Lemon Lima.
I don't know what this is.
So this is she copied the lines from a movie I did back when I was like 17 called Dear Lemon Lima, which is actually a pretty good movie.
Oh, God. And you killed that performance. You just did the exact performance. I watched it last night.
No, I did. You watched that first scene.
Yeah. I, oh,
wait,
I did.
What's the movie called?
Oh,
damn.
What's the movie called?
I won an award for that movie.
What award?
Outstanding Performance at the LA Film Fest Award.
Well, wow. What's the movie called?
Dear Lemon Lima.
Okay. Who's Nichols? And why doesn't this girl know who Paris is?
That I added.
I'm not telling you the whole plot of the movie.
Okay, guys, go watch Dear Lemon Lima.
A lot of our listeners probably have.
Starring Shane Topp, and he won an Outstanding Performance Award at LA Fest.
They know this. This
That's
is
cool.
Old news for them.
Cool fan fiction.
For the fans.
That was really cool.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Hey, Angela.
Yeah, come on.
I've got a really, you know what? We've been doing a lot of movie and TV, but you are well known on the stage.
Jesus Christ.
Is this Broadway?
Better.
Oh, my
the
God.
The internet knows this. Angela, you're part of a little production known as Star Kid, yeah. Which Smosh fans,
they love
Star Kid.
She has a bunch of fan art of
I
her
found,
as her Star
I found
Kid.
One. You did one called Nerdy Prudes Must Die, and it's praised. It has been given so many accolades, and I understand now that I read some of the play. Do you mind reading it out? I'd love to hear you do it from your character.
Me too.
Do you want to read the...
No, you read it all.
I just saw a glimpse of what my last name is attempting to be in this. Here we go. Oh, the watermark is bitch.
Yeah.
How do you write
Act
a
one.
Watermark?
I know. I tried so hard to find the watermark
you
button.
Know, I just work on it really hard.
Act one, scene one. Hatchet field high day. This is cool. I love this. I'm going to choose
you.
To love this.
Thank you.
It's the first day of school and students bustle around the stage. The spotlight shines on a group of nerdy losers whose Star Kids Tumblr audience probably relates to. At center stage is Grace Chastity, played by Angela Putanesca Giratania Harding.
Damn it. Fuck.
Grace says, ugh, I hate being a nerd. Who's also a prude? Two broke girls enter.
Got her.
Kat Dennings, can I get a coffee? Hipster 2 played by Angela Gorilla. No. Everyone kisses, making every Star Kid's dream come true.
Wow. I get why they love it. I get why they love that, wow, that play.
I know. I really, that was one of my favorite scenes in Dirty Prudes Must Die.
Yeah.
How many laughs do we get for Ange on that?
That sucked.
One.
Just one?
That
but it was
sucked,
worth it.
Dude.
It was worth it.
Are you, do you still do anything with StarKid?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What's your next thing coming up? Are you not allowed to say?
I don't even know.
Great.
That's
so we'll
really
see.
Cool.
We'll
That's
see.
Really awesome. Yeah. I have something that I worked on years ago that I want to show you guys. Okay, actually, real quick, this is real. This one is not a joke that I recorded for this. I found some old ADR that I recorded.
Oh my God.
And I think it was for here. It was for a Smosh video.
Oh my God.
This is real. This is not a joke. I had to record this. And you can relate because you do VO.
Mm-hmm.
You know this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. 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 Ow.
I'm sorry.
Ow.
That is brilliant because you need to do so many takes of something that ow. After a while, the word ow, you don't even know what it means anymore.
Ow.
Yeah, but okay.
Ow.
Real?
Ow.
This is real. I also, in recording stuff the other day, I found a recording from 2020. It just said new recording 31. So I was like, what is this? I play it. And I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever recorded. I do not remember recording this. This was in January of 2020. This is from 4 years ago. I'm not going to laugh at this.
Had to. Wait, just
you just had to.
Fucking 40 minutes. Wait, that's
wait,
real.
Really?
Wait, that's
fucking,
real.
I'm
wait,
fucking 40.
Guys,
I can't believe I did that.
That's probably the hardest.
I've never seen him like this.
It's probably the hardest.
Dude, do you know how hard I laughed when I'm going through recordings? And I go, what is this? And I sent a message to myself 4 years later, and I farted. Do you ever? You
I
never,
cried.
That's the hardest you guys have laughed.
I can't.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, dude, it's so stupid.
Oh, my God. Why did you do that?
I don't know.
That
you
is,
guys,
I
you guys
can't
know,
look at him.
I don't know.
Wait, do you guys know the trend on Instagram called Guess the Fart?
Yes.
It's my favorite thing on the planet where couples really or friends or whatever will go, hey, guess the fart, and they'll film the person, and then the person has to make the fart noise with their mouth.
No, not with their mouth.
It got her.
The ones I've seen where they do real farts.
No. I know, but they go guess the fart, and then the person goes.
They go, oh, it's gonna be like.
And then the
they actually fart, and they try to.
No, it's a crazy trend.
It's a crazy trend.
That is some wild shit.
I have one more script I brought.
Oh God.
And honestly, I was thinking about how much I love Smosh Mouth, and I love this format, but I also loved when we brought in those rejected sketches. I really loved it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about them. And I think
so ingenuine.
I wrote, I just took, I just,
written?
Let's just read it together.
Written by authors.
You guys are girl one and two. And I'm escape room employee.
Am I one or two?
You could be one and you could be two.
Yeah.
Okay. So
interiors.
I wrote a script called Escape Room last time.
Yeah. And I just loved the premise so much that I wanted to try it on for size.
Oh, okay.
Interior escape room. All right, those are the rules. Make sure you girls play fair.
Okay, yay.
I'm so excited.
We've never done an escape room before, so we are super stoked.
Yeah, what she said.
Enjoy the game. Enjoy. The game will start in 3, 2, 1. One of you read that.
The two girls now start talking with the most disgusting, horny, and loud voices. Voices that are so disgusting sounding that it should change the actor's face to also look fucking disgusting.
I'm so horny for escape room challenges. I'm a little baby and I love games.
I fucked John Pork.
What?
I slept with him.
You bitch.
You guys broke up.
end.
That's the end?
That's the end.
I fucked it. I wrote that one like right before that we came onto the set.
Did you laugh?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
I just kind of wanted to make you guys look stupid.
Guys.
I owned that.
Let us know if any of these scripts you guys want us to see act out.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Seriously.
On the big screen.
On Theater Pit.
That one I really, last minute was like, oh, I got to do
next
something.
Next up at Alamo Draft House, we have horny escape room ladies. Followed by Star Kid.
Hey,
Star
but
Kid.
Listen, I'll say this one thing. Send in the clowns. Do you hear that?
I don't know if that's going to be picked up on our mics, but there are fart noises being played on the other side of the room right now.
So you
send in the clowns.
Did you record yourself shitting?
Jesus Christ. You make Selena tally and hold onto a phone and create...
Angela is holding... Selena is holding a... Fuck. God, they're relentless. There are so many farts happening off screen right now.
Oh, sorry, guys. That one.
That just, was that
send
insane.
In the clowns.
Oh, careful. That's her cue. So if you say it again.
So Selena had to tally and do that? Well, this is so weird because I got a voicemail, a really quick one, guys. A quick one. A promise.
Hello. This is an important call from Hustlers Hollywood, calling to let you know that your package is ready for pickup. Your package of ball and gag, baby vibrator, strap on, slap whip, titty, edible pasties is ready for pickup. Please show up and show your ID. Thank you.
That's my favorite thing.
Thank you.
God damn it.
Damn it.
You're... Guys. Well, I didn't make that voicemail. They called me because I have to pick up my stuff.
Oh.
That was a really, really good voicemail.
That was
and
really
I was happy
good.
To give you those tallies. I was happy
yeah.
to take those tallies.
No,
so.
I was.
Yeah,
I was...
where are we at right now?
Oh, God. Who's in the lead? Crying.
Amanda has 33.
Amanda, you have 33.
Wow.
Shane has 30.
I have 30.
Yeah.
And what?
Angela's at 35. I'm in the lead.
Wait, Shane like laughed a lot at his own fart. How did
yeah,
that not?
But it was one big strong laugh.
Okay, I'm gonna do an impression.
Get it.
Do it. There's mm-hmm. time left. You could still win this. I believe in you,
I don't
Angela.
Think so.
you cannot affect me.
No, not funny enough.
What was that?
What the fuck?
Anyone on Love is Blind.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
This is Ariana Grande.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
I was on Victorious. This is what Ariana Grande actually sounds like.
No, it's not.
That's a laugh.
That's a laugh.
Oh, my God.
See, you
freaking got her.
Slipped up, dude. Here.
Slipped up. Go.
I'll do one. I'm going to freaking nail it. Tommy Bow. Oh. Guess my job sucks.
Okay, Slade.
Yeah. I fucking
annihilated
that.
Do another one, please.
Annihilated that. No. Hold on. Siri. Oh, God, I can't do Siri. I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. I can't do Siri.
It's pretty good.
No, that was pretty good. I'm sorry. Now playing.
What did you say? Now playing.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's pretty good.
What is this?
Christopher Walken. A ghost.
You actually do a really good
the
Christopher.
The cat. No.
No.
I can only say ghost. Oh, that's good.
No.
Yes, and no.
I was in Hairspray with John Travolta.
I will say.
That's pretty
you
good,
do
you
do a
guys.
Pretty decent
Thank
Christopher
you.
Walken.
And my chosen is pretty good.
No, your chosen is Jennifer bad. Coolidge.
My chosen.
Your chosen is 100% Jennifer Coolidge.
This is the chosen.
That is not the chosen.
This is the chosen.
You're putting too much effort into
oh,
it.
Oh, this is the chosen. I'm
there
too much
there you go.
Into
you're
it.
Going. You're going. That's more chosen.
Oh, this is the chosen from. This is the chosen cowboy. Chosen cowboy.
No,
the chosen cowboy.
I don't know if there's a chosen cowboy.
I'm trying so hard, guys. The floors are just drenched in papers.
Oh God.
What is
Austin
it?
Austin Butler.
I don't know how to.
Oh.
Elvis. Well, you know.
Wait.
Well, you know. I just want to say thank you very much to Priscilla Presley. And
that's good.
Did you guys hear his acceptance speech he went full Elvis? You
makes
didn't.
Sense.
Well, I like when Jacob Elordi did Elvis. He was in. There's a scene that made me laugh so hard. He goes, "Baby, baby, I'm my daddy. Baby, I'm my daddy.
I'm my daddy. Oh my! I've got really good impression here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Angela's mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see it. I cannot afford to lose.
Angela. Angela. Putineska Giratanya Harding. Look me in the eyes when I'm talking to you. I am your mother. And you work here? At Smoosh?
I think she also has to be Southern when the last time
and
she
I'm
came
also
on.
Southern.
Hello. Oh, howdy. What did she do when she came on here? Let's do this.
Howdy, princess.
Angela.
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 Nothing.
I just got done with SoulCycle. Oh, wait. I actually want to see your impression of this.
Yeah, what is it?
Sarah Christ. I want to hear your Sarah Christ.
Okay, yeah. I think I could. I want to go on record. I think bad impressions are funnier.
Yes, but I want to see you actually.
Okay,
I think
so.
You
okay.
Hold on 1 second. Give me a second.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Is she from Fargo?
Shut up. Give me a second. So every morning I smoke a cigarette. I light a cigarette and I put it out because I quit.
That's good.
Good quote.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm looking for the Creekside Killer.
Put your bottom jaw up.
Put my bottom jaw up.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is. Yeah.
Okay, it's a little more mob bossy there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm Sarah Christ.
They're also from Fargo, too.
Yeah. No, see, my Sarah Christ, I think
that's
it's just a little more, it's more of the physicality. It's just like, I'm looking for the Creekside Killer.
Yeah, I'm looking for the killer.
Why does she talk like that?
That's how she talks.
That's it.
Vodka coffee.
give me my Civic Sonic. Where's my... I want to go through a drive-thru Sonic. God, this is such a bad impression.
It's actually pretty good.
It's actually not bad.
It's you just want to have the jaw out.
Yes. Here it is. Here it is. Here's the jaw. Is this Sarah Christ or any one of other Amanda characters that are just deep down here?
You both keep on doing this with your voice.
You don't do any characters with a high-pitched voice.
Yes, I do.
Who?
The feminist woman.
Oh,
that's
true.
And that's why we have to vote. My name is Abigail Bundt. And we walk around with a sign asking the president for change. Okay, we should tally. Because I think that we only have,
Are we at? Are
yes.
We, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Do we not have much time left?
No.
All right.
Shit.
What's the tally?
So Angela redeemed herself and is not last, but you and Amanda both have 36. Shane has 31.
Damn. He cannot win again. He cannot win again. We have to do this together.
Let's
go together. Let's try something.
Guys, you only have, a couple minutes. And here. I mean, I feel like as of right now, we can say...
I got him.
That didn't get me. That's not a laugh. That's not a laugh. That's respect.
That's not a laugh. That's respect.
That's not a laugh.
You can't affect me socially,
that's not
financially.
A laugh. That's respect right
that's
there.
That's not a laugh. That's respect.
Yeah.
John Travolta in Hairspray.
Okay.
Casey! No, we're fucking
that's
floundering.
Laugh. That's not
going
to make me laugh.
I think Shane just has to take it.
Guys, I think I won again, which means the gift card, I'm gonna make it up to $60 for next time.
Wait.
What is
Angela
this?
Is a horse flirting with another horse, Amanda.
What the hell?
I don't know. I was having fun.
Nay!
You've taken improv classes.
I'm a horse.
Angela's laughing more. This
I am
God,
a horse.
This sucks. I cannot. No, you cannot win again.
Okay.
You cannot win
again.
So Shane won again, but he's decided to not take the gift card. He
again,
is going
no.
to double it to $60, and that means that we have another rematch. So write in the comments if you have any prompts that you want us to do to try to
what
make each other
do?
Laugh.
Like, what should we
do in the next Try Not to Laugh the podcast?
And I, like, give me hints. What do I do to get Shane? Because I now I'm like, now I'm pissed. I'm officially pissed.
Farts and bro.
Next time I'm just going to bring in, like, I don't even know, send in the clowns.
You got to send in more clowns.
Don't worry. I was like, next time I'm going to just, like, choreograph a whole fucking dance or something. I even, oh, God.
That would get
podcast.
Me.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. People are listening.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Okay.
Guys.
Great.
Thank you so much for joining the TNTL rematch with Angela Putinesca Giardini Harding.
Harding.
That's right.
We can't wait to hear from you again. Write in the comments anything else you want us to do on your rematch 3.
That's
guys,
right.
This is so fun.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
We have a Thanks. Blast with this. Yeah, next time it'll be $60. It just keeps on going up because I keep winning.
Give me hints in the comments.
No. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
That recording is awesome. Here, one more time. No.
Can't believe you recorded your whole...